We also had the Super Bowl on Sunday, and as Big Fatty calls it, the Superb Owl, because there's some, I remember years ago, Big Fatty said that you couldn't say Super Bowl because the NFL had a trademark on it, I believe.
Trademark Vera Charles.
I don't know if that's still the case, or if you still can't say Super Bowl, but I'm saying it. I haven't heard Big Fatty talk about that lately. I don't know.
Yes, word, but that was when I ruled the world.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty can't say Superb Owl, but I'm saying it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3290 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of February. 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, big doings going on here at the villa. Big Fatty. Hello, Spruce Uppers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your Spruce Uppers today, because y'all, the villa. The villa is... is going to be shining a little brighter here very soon, but I'll tell you all about that when I tell you about my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess so, y'all, we got more entries into the number one fan contest. Y'all, Miss Beva! Miss Beva has sent in her, entry. It says, I have to be this year's number 3 fan because I am listening to the little show on triple speed. Big Fatty, she's already been the number 3 fan twice. She and Cronehaven want more of that. Y'all, Blind Guy Jay sends in his entry. He says, hey, Big Fatty, I'd love... No, it doesn't say that at all. It said, I would be honored to be drawn... from the old bag as any level of fan. Love, Jay, Big Fatty. Y'all, Phoenix Dave down there in the red stick. He says, hey, Big Fatty, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Please accept this as my official entry into the number one fan drawing. Thank you for calling, Phoenix Dave. Well, y'all, remember, you've got until at 5 p.m. in the evening Eastern to get your entry in to Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. And y'all, we're going to draw the winner during halftime of the Superb Owl. The calm, happy music, although it's very exciting today, it's true. Y'all, after I talked to you on yesterday's little show, y'all, I had me a little supper, and I watched me some things on the TV machine, and y'all, then I crawled in the bed, I don't know, about 10 p.m. in the evening, and y'all slept just lovely until about 3 a.m. in the morning when the cellular telephonic device rang, and I didn't recognize the number, so I didn't answer, and then there was a message. Y'all, it was the burglar alarm company calling, and I should call them back immediately. And so, y'all, I woke from a drunken stupor. No, Big Fatty, you weren't drunk. You were asleep. I woke from a soiled bed. Big Fatty, woke from a dead sleep. And called them back, and they said, oh, it must have been we must have called the wrong number. I said, thank you for not calling in the future. And so anyway, I don't know. But y'all ended up going back to sleep. Finally got up a little bit before 7 a.m. in the morning, had McCorfrey, and watched Miss Gail King. Y'all had sausage balls for my brufkus, and y'all, then I was just hanging out, because, you know, my guy that power washes the villa every year, he was coming by, and y'all, it was cold. It was cold, I tell you. So he got here about 10 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, I was going to get him to paint the columns in front of the villa, and I said, well, let's just walk around the villa and see if there are other things that need some touch up painting. Well, y'all, he says, well, you know, I do house painting too, and I said, oh, I didn't know that, and he says, yes. And y'all, so I said, well, he says, well, let me, as I'm power washing, let me just kind of come up with an estimate in my head. And I said, well, you just, he says, I've had a job cancel next week. And so I've got some help that we're not able to do anything next week. Let me see if we can get that arranged. If so, that will give you a better price. I said, thank you for calling. And so y'all, as he was going around, y'all, he did a really good job on the power washing, because, you know, he thought he's going to get to paint the house, the villa. And so y'all, when he finished, he gave me a price. Well, he kind of, you know, gave me an off-the-cuff price, and y'all, after he finished, it was considerably less, because he was able, was going to be able to get his other help to work next week, and that was going to help him out. And so, y'all, I have contracted him to paint the villa. Y'all, he's going to provide all the labor, all the paint, all the supplies. He's going to do the prep work and everything. Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds lovely. And y'all, I'm okay with the price he quoted me. Big Fatty, you're not going to tell anyone. It's kind of like old Crooked Hat not telling what his weight is. It's true. But anyway, Big Fatty, why does it think... Big Fatty, it thinks you want to enable dictation. I don't even know what dictation is. I'm going to tell it, don't ask me that again. Big Fatty, y'all, that's the computer. But y'all, while he was power washing the house, I went out on my nipple. Y'all, it's cold. It only got into the mid to upper 40s on, Tuesday. And, I finished up my nipple walk, got me a nice hot shot, sure. And, y'all, then I've just been, sitting around here, waiting for him to finish and, us negotiate our gentleman's agreement, although we did sign something. So y'all, he says that he'll probably be here maybe Sunday, because, you know, you gotta put the silicone caulk in between the concrete planks, you know, because the concrete planks move back and forth, you know. And and so he's going to do all that over the weekend, and then start the process on Big Fatty, we don't know, on Monday. So and y'all, he said it'd take about a week. So anyway, I think that's going to be just lovely. And y'all, I do want to say that I have received what appears to be a Val N10 or a VD card from Princess Hana, but I'm not going to open that because it's not VD yet. No, Big Betty. But y'all, today is a very special day, but we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Mike from Gayish, and I'm catching up on your little show. I'm a few weeks behind, to be honest, but I got to episode 3379 where you talked about our episode of Gayish about being alone, and I really appreciated what you had to say. I think that the message that just because you're alone doesn't mean you're lonely is lovely, and I appreciate not only that you listened to the crap that we put out, but that you had thoughts about it and shared them. That's all. Hope you're having an awesome 2021.
Oh,
talk soon.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for calling. Y'all, that, of course, is the son of Ma Johnson from over there at the Gayish. And Ma Johnson's son, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And appreciate y'all. I just want to say one thing. Y'all, I've had several people here recently say, I'm behind on your little show, but I'm trying to catch up. Well, y'all, I got an e-letter from the GoDaddy saying, oh, Big Daddy, you're using up too much of your space. We're going to have to delete some of your audio files. So, y'all, I'm going to have to take down a few years of little shows, so y'all, and it's got to be done within the week, so y'all, I think Moose P has all of them, but y'all, if you want to hear some of the real old ones, you better get off your ass and go over there and download them or something. Big Fatty, I can't imagine anyone needing to do something so irrelevant. You forget what month it is.
It's February, so question month. It's February, so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February, so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Gus Chad calling you in with a so-so question. So here's my so-so question. How did you decide on 20 minutes? Why not 30 minutes or 10 minutes? Why 20 minutes? That's pretty so-so, right?
Y'all, that, of course, is Gus Chad. And Gus Chad, thank you so much for the minimal amount of effort you put in to that question. And absolutely is a so-so question. Big Fatty, you didn't even acknowledge Digger's Bumper. Well, you know, it's, again, minimal effort. You know, it's just, you know, why bother? Gus Chad, back when Big Fatty started the little show during the halftime of the Superb Owl, y'all will be starting year 14 on Sunday. y'all... we used to do the little fatty cast with old Veda, and we were holding ourselves to exactly 25 minutes. And I thought to myself, I said, well, I can't, I may not be able to do 25 minutes, but let's try 20 minutes. And y'all, and plus I knew that I would eventually need to do 20 minutes of silence. But Gus Chad, thanks for taking that 14 seconds out of your day to send in an absolutely so-so question. Yes, Big Betty. Now, y'all, this is a special day, and y'all, it's a new special day up there in the Southbury, Connecticut. It used to be in the Danbury, but y'all, today we celebrate the official adoption of Southbury Jr., and y'all, as I do every year, I have a special song that I play, and I hope you'll sit back and enjoy it as the new Southburys do.
You might think we should plan on staying hot for as long as possible. Keep dancing, doing drugs, and having all kinds of sex in bars. Get a lift, get a tuck, till our eyes meet our ears and there's no one left to fuck. But then when we're dead and deflated, so toxic we can't be cremated, we'll cry by the coffin and close the lid. That's the reason I want the kid. Conversely, we could put it off and travel to other continents. Take pictures of each other in oases and rug bazaars. See the world tour by tour and pick up rare diseases for which there is no cure. But then when our travels are ended, so far from the tribes we befriended, who'll care that we once saw a giant squid? That's the reason I want the kid. A girl or boy who'll learn and grow, a source of joy, at least till age 13 or so. You might think, why be parents when we could buy a house to renovate? Haunt auctions in a quest to find Edwardian samovars, Chinese lamps, Spanish knives. Architectural Digest will validate our lives. But then on our graves the inscriptions will read that we died like Egyptians, entombed in our postmodern pyramid. That's the reason I want the kid. A kid to base our world upon, a fresh new face to lay all our neuroses on. The truth is something Terry doesn't know, and I won't reveal to him. My family has a curse in middle age that's uniquely ours. We get fat, really fat, grossly fat, Brando fat. And I don't know if Terry will want me after that. But if we have children together, I won't have to look good in leather. He'll care for me whether or not I'm hot. 'Cause if you put me on the spot, if I don't hold on to my fellow, he'll leave when my abs turn to jello. And I wouldn't blame Terry if he did. That's the real reason that I want the kid.
Oh dear, guys, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all be heading over to the Von's East. Y'all probably see Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at the famous Toastery. Like I said, don't forget, this for right at 5 p.m. Eastern. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. That's your deadline for getting your number one fan entry in. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. You heard Archer over there. And Archer, I know you're so excited about the sports ball Any words of advice to anyone going to be watching?
Big Fatty can't say superb owl, but I'm saying it.
Big Fatty, it sounds like he's trying to be the orator of Pride 48.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.